The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Prospero is the name, and it's quite a shame the way the planet is such a mess today. Cause everyone is mad, now imagine that. Gotta find a way to get the world on track. They're inventing evil ways to infiltrate, shooting up a crowd of 58. I don't agree with their politics. How can I stop the apocalypse? Plus, anytime I try to get some sleep, my depression gets the best of me. I can't get any rest, it's true. Playing Mario Kart in my vestibule. Wait, maybe I could throw a party, dude. Ask Drake to come and play a song or two. Did I mention I was a millionaire? The world is dying slow, but I don't care. They're lowering my income tax. My CPA saved a lot from that. Now I may as well and go and blow these racks on caviar and Cadillac. Get my best friends, put them on the list. Have you ever seen a party quite like this? Got Bacardi, Hennessy, and apple juice. Lock the doors and keep the sickness out, my dude. We are gonna throw the greatest bash. Bring a friend and bring a mask. Cause you never know what's gonna happen when you get it popping like a Fat Joe track. Sipping Moet while we laugh. Locking down the castle hatch. Making sure we're Instagramming every moment cause we're young forever. How about that?
Heard about a party in the Hamptons in a huge 7-room mansion. Funny how with so much death around, people still can manage drinking and dancing. But I keep refreshing my Facebook for an invite. But no dice in my face, these dudes are so nice. But behind my back, on me a lowlife. Saw a conversation on the Discord, out a balcony on the 5th floor, spot atop a mountain with a chocolate fountain and a tennis court. If you get bored, got 7 rooms, all different themes. Kinda wishing I was in the scene, but I'm Bart Nerd and I'm Bart Jock, and there isn't room for the in-between. Mike Mezzanine, click maybe, and you know he brings out the A-list. Call my homie to tell him the latest, and he tells me I hate to say this, but I got my invite yesterday. Kinda took my freaking breath away. No effing way, I've been betrayed, but it's all good, I hope it's great, huh?
Gonna throw the greatest bash. Bring a friend and bring a mask. Cause you never know what's gonna happen when you get it popping like a Fat Joe track. Sipping Moet while we laugh. Locking down the castle hatch. Making sure we're Instagramming every moment cause we're young forever. How about that?
It's the soiree of the century. Every room is painted very differently. It's the safest place you'll ever be. So put away your negativity. Keep the haters and the riffraff out. Even riffraff, yeah, we made them bounce. Got Steve Aoki playing tracks. Doing hella dabs, homie, pass the wax. Now who's a special guest with the mic in a giant hoodie who could be inside? As he storms the stage, all the people scream. He was unannounced, what's he gonna sing?
I pick up the mic, give it a couple taps, then go 1, 2. They in love with that, beat drops, and they rockin' right to left. And now it's time to make it hot to death. Pull my hoodie off, let the plague out. Since they barred the doors, there's no way out. Got blood spilling like a river flow. Now I'ma show you how to kill a show. But you didn't know or expect it. You can neglect it and reject it, but it's destined, you've guessed it. Red Death is now on the guest list.
Bash. Bring a friend and bring a mask. Cause you never know what's gonna happen when you get it popping like a Fat Joe track. Sipping Moet while we laugh. Locking down the castle hatch. Making sure we're Instagramming every moment cause we're young forever. How about that? Gonna throw the greatest bash. Bring a friend and bring a mask. Cause you never know what's gonna happen when you get it popping like a Fat Joe track. Sipping Moet while we laugh. Locking down the castle hatch. Making sure we're Instagramming every moment cause we're young forever. How about that?
Hey y'all, this is Z from hipsterpolice.com. and the managing editor at geekdad.com, and, well, it's been a minute. This, of course, is Radio Free Hipster, episode 109, for those of you who, like me, have lost count. Now, I certainly did not intend to leave y'all hanging for, like, 6 or 7 months without a new episode, but there were circumstances, which we can discuss later, because right now, on to the Halloween goodness. I just want to say the show started off with MC Lars and Megaran doing the Mask of the Red Death from the Dewey Decibel System, a song about the Poe short story of the same name, which is itself a tale of wealth disparity and a virulent plague, and perhaps most importantly, getting your comeuppance.
Trustworthy like us, follow him, see what he does. Fill up the bus, make it a rush. Punching the goatee, you're feeling a buzz. Buddy's a must, who can I trust? Hoping to spill out my guts. Mysterious, something hilarious, and I'm ready to bust. Who's the one among us?
I was with Black and with Pink, and I uploaded data right down there in storage. That's when I saw Blue, and the next thing I knew, I saw Purple's dead body by Orange. I'm not the one to point fingers, far be it from me to be stepping on toes. I did all my tasks, and I'm spitting these facts, and the enemy's red, that's a bit on the nose. But what do we know about brown? And what do we know about white? And what do we know about any of y'all? Hell no, Green, you've been quiet tonight. So what do you think we should do? Obviously, I'm all legit on the crew, true. But most of y'all failing this interview, honestly, it could be every last one of you. Try not to get too emotional, personally, it hurts me that you're even skeptical. Earlier I was in medical, not my fault that I had tasks in electrical. Keyboards are banging, you're over there saying that you can't even upload data from storage, and I'm like, what? Guys, I still think that it was Orange.
Yeah. You looking sus, you ain't trustworthy like us. Follow him, see what he does. Fill up the bus, make it a rush. Punching the coaching, you're feeling a buzz. But he's a must, who can I trust? Hoping to spill out my guts. Mysterious, something hilarious, and I'm ready to bust. Who's the one among us?
I swear on my mom and on God and on Christ that I've never told lies in my life. And if we're going on with this trip, then my friendship is right in the edge of a knife. But we're getting in it tonight, and you're making up stories. Your wit isn't right, and my blood is all boiling. I'm ready to fight, and I no longer bothering being polite. I was in F stabilizing our cores, was in there with Cyan. I'm sure shilling doors. It took me forever unlocking these doors, and was too busy working to notice the corpse. That doesn't sound shady to me. Was stuck there in M and just looking at screens and showcasing my filter cleaning techniques and recycling leaves. Man, I got the receipts. Tell me what happened to honor, airlocking me like I'm some kind of monster. You need to be seeing a doctor. Clear to me now that you're off of your rocker. We doing this, let's do it proper. If I'm a goner, then make me a martyr. I'm gonna be haunting your roster. Beefy was not the imposter.
You looking sus, you ain't trustworthy like us. Follow him, see what he does. Fill up the bus, make it a rush. Punching the coach and you're feeling a buzz. Buddy's a must, who can I trust? Hoping to spill out my guts. Mysterious, something hilarious, and I'm ready to bust. Who's the one among us? You looking sus, you ain't trustworthy like us. Follow him, see what he does. Fill up the bus, make it a rush. Punching the coach and you're feeling a buzz. Buddy's a must, who can I trust? Hoping to spill out my guts. Mysterious, something hilarious, and I'm ready to bust. Who's the one among us?
Drinks on the house.
I've not looked back since. I now go by the name of Daytona, Jackie Daytona. And I'll tell you something, Jackie Daytona's life, it ain't so bad. Not bad at all.
We'll be right back.
A Reese's.
I'm a zombie roar!
I like that.
You can have a Skittle, a Mento, or a Sweet Tart. It ain't no riddle, you don't need an ID card. It's not illegal, it might give you some cavities. It's kinda little, I'll take a handful if you please. Yo, everyone loves them, from animatronics from outer space. Can't get enough of them, I'll empty a bag right into my face. You get them at movies, get them in a combo meal to save. There's some rivers in a rainbow, might melt in your hand if you dare to wade. It comes in a cup, or chocolate bar varieties. Comes in three colors, the three you see in autumn leaves. They're kinda spooky, synonymous with Halloween. They are the dookie, you'll find a sack inside the freeze.
Pieces at the movies, Reese's Pieces, combo party. Woodland Reese's in the treehouse, Woodland Reese's on safari. Candy coated and you know it, peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing, free me from the spell of wonder. Reese's Pieces at the movies, Reese's Pieces, combo party. Woodland Reese's in the treehouse, Woodland Reese's on safari. Candy coated and you know it, peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing, free me from the spell of wonder. Reese's Pieces
from Chicago in the year of 1893. A man named Milton, a disaster out of Lancaster Key. Inspired by the Germans and the chocolate making machinery. He invented milk chocolate, or took up on the Swiss, that's history. So Milton built a factory in a town, in a park, and a school for orphans. Made bars and kids and chips real cheap, so poor peeps could afford them. What a great depression. 920, not funny, no money in their pocket. Except Pennsylvania, where Milton kept on cranking out chocolate. They would miss a good bar in the middle of World War, and Milton did his part. Made anti-aircraft guns and sent the soldiers chocolate bars. Meanwhile, I had a shipping, was secretly dipping peanut butter. In Pennsylvania basement, it was so exciting, kept lightning thunder. Name's Harry Burnett, you can bet my ass gonna go to Harvard. Behold the penny cup, could've done it without George Washington Carver. I was living a high life, champagne limousine, it was a trip. Then I died of a heart attack, off and on, I was bought in 56. Now please fast forward to the 70s, scientists discovered Panuche. Peanut butter too oily, the species takes their part in a food chain. Now the name is commonplace, the latest interview with the lady named Witherspoon. Don't eat a whole bag, kid, cause mom will be mad and dad said dinner soon.
Pieces at the movies, Reese's Pieces, slumber party. Woodland Reese's in the treehouse, Woodland Reese's on safari. Candy coated and you know it, peanut butter, it's a wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing, free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces at the movies, got me wheezing, slumber party. Woodland Reese's in the treehouse, Woodland Reese's
a lunch.
That set kicked off with a new one from Beefy. the Among Us inspired emergency meeting, which was followed by another one from the mighty Alpha Chrome Yayo. It's In the Walls from his amazing album Spectral Hand. Then the Adventurers of Deathlehem told us a tale of the Mind Flayer, an enemy inside your own head, before Tanner 4105 mashed up some Fleetwood Mac with Tim Curry's Anything Can Happen on Halloween from the 1986 television special The Worst Witch. And finally, DJ Too Quick filled your bags with a remix of MC Chris's chocolatey classic, Reese. And now, have some zombies.
If I die young and become a zombie, shoot me in the head. Don't forget to double tap, lay me in a bonfire at dawn. Send me away before I get my numb on. Lord, grab me a flintlock with a pan full of powder. I've got a knife and sword, but a gun is still louder. Life ain't always what you think it ought to be. Will I see tomorrow? Well, that's just a maybe. And my short life with a sharp knife. Well, I guess it's about time. If I die young and become a zombie, shoot me in the head. Don't forget to double tap, lay me in a bonfire at dawn. Send me away before I get my numb on. End my short life with a sharp knife. Well, I guess it's about time. And I'll be fully armed when I leave here in the morning. All the lead I can carry, the undead best take warning, cause my hand will not shake. I'll take them all apart. I do not kill with my gun, I kill with my heart. There was a boy said he'd love me forever. Who would have thought his head could be severed by a short dice with a sharp knife? Well, I guess it's about time. If it comes down to this, boys, and my time has come, and all I ever did is done, then don't wipe away the clocks, oh no. Wear them like a badge of honor, cause if I'm bit, then I'm already a goner. And think about why we were living so hasty. Funny when you're dead how people are so tasty. Om nom, nom nom. If I die young and become a zombie, shoot me in the head. Don't forget to double tap, lay me in a bonfire at dawn. Send me away before I get my numb on. Oh, oh, when I'm dead and gone, remember me with fondness. Gather up your courage and brave the world tomorrow. Can't kill a zombie with your heart full of sorrow, no. End my short life with a sharp knife. Well, I guess it's about time. So put on your best, boys, cause it's just our time.
Medical examination of victims' bodies shows conclusively that the killers are eating the flesh of the people they kill. We'll be right back.
flesh.
Yo, el animador infantil, John Esponja.
¿Será vos?
Bueno, es que hubo un tema con los derechos y...
¡Oh, baja eso, por favor!
Se le ha cogido el vigilante, ni siquiera sé si está cargada. Que tú no acerques mucho el mechero, que esta mierda prende enseguida. Bueno, ayúdame a levantar la pesada que cuesta un huevo. Mira, que la esponja no me da.
it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a thatch, and I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in a river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, it's full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet your nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. But I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
You know, I really wanted to end this set with an old-fashioned murder ballad, but I just couldn't find the right one. So instead, we closed out with Mark with a C, doing the Hank Williams classic, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. It's a hard luck song that reminds us, rain or shine, there's really only one way things can end. Before that, Mike Norvak and Fernito gave us a Zombies Ate My Neighbors overclocked remix called 80s Ate My Neighbors. And Sam Haynes mixed things up with a synthwave take on his song Contagion. That number coming from Sam's 2020 Halloween release, Groovy Murder Disco. And it started with the zombie song from the PDX Broadside's 2013 piratical release, Take Everything. And believe it or not, folks, that wraps up another episode for us, save for one final song. It, too, is a seasonal remix, this one from William Maranchi, that I really think you're going to enjoy. And I definitely enjoyed talking to you again, and I plan to do it again real soon. But until that time, feel free to hit me up on Twitter or Facebook or to reach out to me on the blood-soaked shores of my dark domain, otherwise known as geekdad.com and hipsterplease.com. Your source for nerdy news, reviews, and interviews, and the happiest damn Halloween we can muster.
Just keep going. This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.